Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, New Year's Eve, the last day of what has been quite a year, 2020. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I couldn't help thinking this morning that had President Donald Trump, back when the coronavirus reared its head, taken it seriously, encouraged people to mask up and handled it as a leader would, that he might be about to enter a second term right now.
I don't think there's any question about it. He really dropped the ball. And one wonders what that was really all about. I mean, it seems so clear that when you have an emergency of this kind, you meet it head on and you do what you have to do. And that means telling everybody to wear a mask and doing all the things that Joe Biden is doing now. And speaking of Biden, he is also announcing, David, as we speak, that he's going to be canceling a lot of the Trumpian edicts that he had put in place. Clearly something that needs to be done because we can't figure out what Trump is all about. There is no rhyme or reason to basically killing off a population by inaction. And that is what he has done, as you point out. And people just reacted to that. You know, it's not that usual. It happens, but it's not that usual for somebody to lose a second term. And he certainly has lost it, and by a lot, substantially. The marginals all said, enough of this guy. He really is off the wall.
Well, and this also seems to be the year of disinformation. I mean, we have a huge group of Americans now that believe the election was stolen.
Well, that's right. Look, there was a huge group of Americans, 73 million of them, who voted for Trump, and they are angry. Look, this is a class warfare in so many ways. These are folks who really like it the way that it is. The white majority is on top. Everybody else is on the bottom. Now the blacks and Hispanics and the disenfranchised are moving up, and this is something that is scaring the hell out of an awful lot of Republicans. And you see it. So we are having to face that because we know where it's going. Definitely, the majority is beginning to vote. There were pictures in the paper yesterday of all of the young Georgians who are getting out to vote. Now, David, you and I have been talking for years about how in our college classes, it's impossible to get people out to vote. Well, some people are voting now, particularly when they have a choice. When they can decide the election, they come out in large numbers and want to be counted. If that happens in Georgia, the Democrats will win. Still, it's the Democrats to lose in both of those Senate races, but it is a very close contest, and we're going to see how that all turns out. You can bet if there was hell to pay over the presidential election, every vote here is going to be counted and counted very, very carefully.
Let's stick with that for a second, voting and the incredible turnout being as a result of the absentee and early voting that went on. Does that stick going forward or does it level back off and we see that 50% of the American people still don't vote?
David, it'll stick as long as there's a contest, a real contest. If people perceive that their vote's going to count, they'll make every effort to get out and vote. If they think the fix is in or that, you know, somebody's going to win or that their person is going to win, that's how Hillary lost the election, by the way, when she ran against Trump. If people think, you know, we know the polls are telling us we don't have to go out and vote, it takes too much energy, then you're going to get the predictable result.
What's the predictable result when it comes to these $2,000 stimulus checks? The Senate won't be bullied, says McConnell, the majority leader of the Senate. He appeared to deliver the political death blow, says the New York Times, as a last-minute push to authorize these checks. Some of the complaints that are coming forward are that they should be going to those who have the least, and many that are getting them will put them in the bank rather than put it in the economy.
Well, yeah, that is one that has not been figured out yet. We've been talking about that on our panel. On the other hand, let's face it, if the only way to get to the people who are really in need is to take the risk, and it is a risk that some people who don't need it will get it, we'll see what happens. Now, look, take a look at what's happening at WAMC. A number of people who are getting the $600 are saying, we don't need the $600. We're going to send some to you, some to the American Cancer Society, some to the food banks. There will be some very good people who say this money should be shared. On the other hand, there will be people who put it in the bank.
Perhaps the biggest story of 2020, besides the pandemic, is the strain on the democratic peaceful transference of power and what the president has been trying to do little by little from every legal option, stretching the limits, trying to get governors and others to do his bidding for him. And now we see a Republican senator says he would object to certifying the electoral results, a move, of course, unlikely to alter the outcome, but to, again, increase the doubt of a legitimate election.
Well, that's right, David. That's what it's all about. It's all about the undermining of our electoral system, and the worst miscreant is Donald Trump. Obviously, he has no sense of responsibility when it comes to the peaceful transference of power. In fact, he's tried to pull a coup here. There's no question in my mind about it. First, it was a legal coup. Now, I'm quite concerned. You know, there was a story in the paper today that was of great concern to me, that the Secret Service is going to pull some of their people out from the Biden entourage watching Joe Biden because they are so profoundly pro-Trump. When that kind of thing happens, you get the images of world leaders who've been shot down, Sadat and others in Egypt, by their own security guards. That worries me a great deal. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Secret Service is way above that. But I do understand that you want to make sure that nobody's on a detail who has negative thoughts about the person they're supposed to be guarding.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Happy New Year, Alan. Listeners, we have to keep this thing going. So think of it that way. We've got each other.
Stay safe, everybody. That is so important. And remember, this is your radio station. We've been here with you. If there's something you can do to help out, go to WAMC.org and let us hear from you. We think of you all the time, and I know you think of us. So let's get it done.